The third installment of the award-nominated Cardinal Sin series, Frank Hampster delves into the life of the namesake Cardinal himself, George Pell, and through song, dance, and laughter tells the story of how everything came to be. The gloves are off in Cardinal Sin's Pell in a Cell, and Frank joins us now to tell us more. Good morning, Frank.
Yes, good morning, Tom. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Now, some of our listeners may not be aware. Can you please remind us why this topic is so important to you?
Well, for one, I actually grew up in the same town as the namesake cardinal that the show's about. I also went to the same high school as this person. And I was also a key survivor of many of the activities that surrounded the activities of people he shared a house with and a few other things that went on there. So I've decided to turn it into a hilarious one-hour show about the history of his life.
Now, in Pell in a Cell, we finally get to hear about the Cardinal himself. How does this show differ from the previous ones?
Well, in the previous one, there wasn't the mention of his name, not at all. The difference about this one, and of course I can't perform the show across the border in Victoria because it's embargoed, but this one is specifically about the man, what inspires him, what's drove him over the years, and then we go through the trail of wreckage that he's left behind. And I present that show through song, a bit of audience interaction, slight bit of interpretive dance, and a few jokes.
You mentioned it's embargoed in Victoria. Have you got that on the poster campaign, that not too spicy for Victoria?
No, but I think you've just given me a good idea. yeah. And I mean, the show has been nominated for Best Comedy at Perth Fringe World this year, and it's the second part of a trilogy, which is Cardinal Sins. The third show, hopefully, will be determined by the outcome of any court proceedings that will be happening in the next few weeks.
Yeah, the award nominations, we have to offer you a big congratulations on that. Did that come as a surprise to you?
Absolutely. It was totally out of the blue, and I only found out as I was on my way to the venue for my last show in Perth, when someone tapped me on the shoulder and said, oh, by the way, Cardinal Sins has been nominated for Best Comedy Champ. And I'm like, oh, yeah, right, you're joking. But no, they pointed me towards the board and said, yeah, they don't put those stickers up there for nothing. They can't afford to waste them. So, yeah, it was a total shock, but it's humbling. It's very, very humbling. But I must say, amongst all the other shows that were nominated for Best Comedy before they even started their run, I'm actually happy that I was nominated whilst I was doing the show.
That is impressive. Now, do you find, when you're putting on the show, sometimes you find your audience struggles to laugh about such a dark topic that's affected so many Australians?
That's virtually a rare event. Almost non-existent. Doesn't happen. And that's, I find that's really, really surprising. And what that says to me is that the darkness behind the scourge of Catholic Church child sexual abuse has virtually touched nearly every family in some way, directly or indirectly, in this country. So there is everyone that comes to the show can get something out of it. And that I find really, really gratifying. And it's even more gratifying when you have people come up after the show and then expressing to me what has happened to them in their lives, and that they've never laughed so much, and they think they can now laugh at a dark chapter in their lives. I've even had people come and express to me what's happened to them, and then they've said, I've never told anyone this before, but now I feel I can tell you after seeing this show. So, you know, it's win-win-win-win-win for everyone.
I'm speaking with comedian Frank Hampster about the latest installment of his award-nominated series, Cardinal Sins. You also have another show in the Fringe. Can you tell us a bit about that one?
I do. I'm doing another show, which is a follow-up to the first show, and that's called Fart Lab to the Lingering, which is more of a family show. And it's basically a scientific research project on my life journey on trying to find out on whether or not fart humour is the universal joke.
So what made you want to do not just two shows at the Fringe, but you also wanted to do a family one? Why was that?
Well, the main reason is all I've ever wanted to achieve from comedy is simply this. I want to bring joy to the lives of children at the same time as bringing joy to the lives of adults that didn't have a childhood. Does that make sense, Tom?
Yeah, that's a good enough reason as any. And in case we haven't sold all our listeners, why should audiences come to see your shows?
Well, like the review from Perth said, it says Frank uses cardinal as an adjective, and it's an adjective of the greatest importance, and it is of the greatest importance that you see this show. It'll educate, it'll enlighten, and most of all, it'll make you laugh.
Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, Frank.
Oh, look, Tom, it's a pleasure. I love Radio Adelaide, and I look forward to seeing you all when I hit town next week.
Comedian Frank Hamster there, speaking about the latest instalment of his award-nominated series, Cardinal Sins. You can purchase tickets to that and his other show at the Adelaide Fringe website. Don't miss out on that performance.